When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Dean is off, but Cindy Perlman has our entertainment report from Las Vegas, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Good morning, Cindy. The Bears were on last night, and they play on HBO coming up next week. What do we know about Hard Knocks?
Good morning, Bob. Next Tuesday, the Chicago Bears touching down, but this time on HBO, for the new season of the sports reality show Hard Knocks, training camp with the Chicago Bears. Few things we know. Episodes are going to air every Tuesday, 7 o'clock Central Time, for 5 weeks. And it's all-access coverage for the Bears training camp in Lake Forest this summer. The focus is on Matt Eberflus guiding 2024's first overall draft pick. Of course, Caleb Williams, veterans DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Jalen Johnson. Everyone's back. And I asked HBO for some preview material to talk about today. They actually said no, because they filmed this thing all the way through Monday, and then it airs Tuesday, which is kind of cool.
Wow. They did put out a little teaser, a little trailer. Let's listen to it, and then we'll talk more about it.
I can see the operation, the execution. Keep it simple and be consistent. We're going to give you the keys, and you're going to drive it. This is your team.
You better come to play.
Rough and tough monsters of the Midway.
You're going to get hit, and it's going to hurt.
I like this kind of body!
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams.
Unequivocally, we have the right set of individuals. That's what we do.
They're going to take us to the next level.
One, two, three, go!
So, five episodes. That's what we'll be seeing, right, Cindy?
Five episodes. And Bears CEO Kevin Warren said the show is for the passionate fans around the world. It's a critical time in the Bears' history, too. And NFL film senior director Sharon Furman said that the Chicago Bears not only have a talented roster and coaching staff, but they do have this hungry fan base who have been begging HBO to have the Bears be focused on Hard Knocks.
Well, big audience here for sure, starting next Tuesday night. Now, this had to happen, so I'm not surprised, but this is news from Universal Pictures. A movie about the life of Britney Spears is coming, isn't it?
You know, this was a given, just like breathing or anything else, but just yesterday, Universal Pictures reportedly landed the rights to Britney's big best-selling memoir, The Woman in Me. This is a pretty good thing, though. Wicked director John Cho is on board to develop the feature. Britney teased it yesterday on her social media, telling fans to stay tuned. But the cool thing was there was a huge bidding war for the rights to this book. The book sold 2.5 million copies in the U.S., and the film will cover everything from her start in the Mickey Mouse days to her highly publicized conservatorship. Plus, it will cover all the exes, including Justin Timberlake. I'm sure he's thrilled. But Britney says, I poured my heart and soul into my memoir, and I'm grateful for my fans and readers for their unwavering support. And also kind of cool, Universal's really getting into the musical biopic game. They did Straight Outta Compton about NWA, grossing $250 million. Also up, Snoop Dogg biopic, and a biopic on Prince, which should be really good.
And here's more movie news. Do we call this breaking chick flick news, Cindy?
Yes, Bob, be prepared to be dragged to this, but, you know, there has to be a summer chick flick. This one is It Ends With Us, based on Colleen Hoover's bestseller, opening August 9th, starring Blake Lively as Lily Bloom, girl who moves to Boston, opens a flower shop, meets a neurosurgeon. What could go wrong? Just about everything. He's intense, he's controlling, other bad stuff. Bad stuff happened in her parents' marriage. So it's this whole thing is a rom-com wrapped in a little bit of a domestic violence story. But it's a huge best-selling book, and fans can't wait for this movie.
Yeah, I will get dragged to that, I'm sure. And what's going on with the Oscars? Is it that nobody wants to host it anymore?
You know, Bob, would you like to host the Oscars? Because the job is open.
I guess
you can
so.
Do it.
Yeah.
You might. Jimmy Kimmel, is out. And also John Mulaney, who was a natural choice, he was offered it reportedly, and he said no. Although he's going through some personal things with his wife. She's been fighting cancer. So that is leaving the Oscars with a big, wide opening. It's a tough job. Supposedly, it doesn't really pay that much, but reps for both are talking, but they're not going to do the Oscars. I think Tina Fey and Amy Poehler might be a good choice, but they're not talking either.
Well, they got till March 2nd to figure that out. Let's get to the Star Wars memorabilia report today. What got sold this time and for how much?
You know, do you have an extra $175,000 of spending money this weekend? Because someone did, and last week they spent it on Princess Leia's Return of the Jedi bikini. Remember that? That iconic gold bikini worn by Carrie Fisher? And the funny thing was, when Star Wars was released all those years ago, everyone said, this is terrible, it sexualizes Princess Leia, how dare they? But now it's making major money in the memorabilia market.
Wow. All right. Not surprised about that. Tell us about the new game show coming.
Well, I don't know if you guys ever watch Jeopardy. We do every night, and sometimes I feel like a total idiot. And I have the great Arlington Heights education, Buffalo Grove High School, Wheeling High School, but I don't know anything about geography, nothing about ancient religion. So this is, for me, a whole Jeopardy just about TV and movies. I can do it.
Yeah.
Helen Jost is hosting this for Prime. It's going to be called Pop Culture Jeopardy. I say bring it on. And it will have everything, questions from Avengers to Zendaya. But contestants will play in teams of three in a tournament style. I think we all join up. We can do this next year when this comes out.
I hope none of your old high school teachers are listening this morning, Cindy.
I'm sorry in advance.
And the Olympics will wind up next week, and there are some rumors about what's going to happen. Tell us about this.
This is my favorite showbiz rumor of the week. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's rumored that Tom Cruise will be part of the closeout of the Paris Olympics next week. The rumor is that Tom is going to pick up the Olympic flag in Paris, where he's been all week watching gymnastics and swimming. We've seen him a million times. But the thing is, Tom is supposedly going to bring home the flag, and in a movie magic moment that they pre-recorded last March, Tom is going to skydive down to the Hollywood sign, and this will be passing the torch from Paris to L.A. for the Summer Olympics. I don't know. I kind of like it. What do you think?
Perfect. And, of course, Tom Cruise is going to do a stunt like that. Cindy Perlman, thank you for filling in for Dean this week. Have a great weekend, Cindy.
You too, Bob. Thanks.
There is plenty to do in and around Chicago this weekend. Dean is on assignment, but he left us some details regarding Magic on Broadway, comedy shows, and the Lollapalooza lineup. Smile like you
mean it. Chicago's biggest music festival takes over Grant Park this weekend. Lollapalooza will draw thousands to the lakefront with this year's headliners, The Killers, SZA, Blink 182, Megan Thee Stallion, and many, many more. Catch more than 170 musical groups on 8 stages over 4 nights through Sunday. And you're never too old to rock with former Van Halen frontman Sammy Hagar with special guest Loverboy. They're working for the weekend at the Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park Saturday night. Also, the incomparable Gladys Knight comes to the Hard Rock Casino in Gary. Rapper Vince Staples plays the Vic. Country legend Ricky Skaggs comes to the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. And K-pop boy band Ateez takes over the Allstate Arena Saturday and Sunday. On stage this weekend, Gandalf, Frodo, and the rest of your friends from Middle-earth land in Chicago for the U.S. premiere of The Lord of the Rings, the musical. See the special limited engagement at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater through September 1st. And it's the final weekend to see original ensemble member Laurie Metcalf in the world premiere of Little Bear Ridge Road at the Steppenwolf Theater through Sunday.
Breach the Capitol. We can't even get approved at Capitol One.
The live stand-up D.L. Hughley is at the City Winery through Sunday. The long-running podcast and TV show Comedy Bang Bang brings its live show to the Chicago Theater Saturday night. And comedian Rick Glassman plays the Den Theater in Wicker Park Saturday night. For outdoor fun, celebrate the Pilsen neighborhood with rides, food, and fun at Cibor Fest through Sunday. In the suburbs, it's the Taco Margarita Fest in Lamont. Northbrook celebrates the 100th anniversary of Northbrook Days Festival this weekend, and they're bringing carnival fun to Romeoville with Romeo Fest,
sponsored by The Lord of the Rings, a musical tale at Chicago Shakespeare, now through September 1st. Get more at chicagoshakes.com. Hope you have a great weekend. Dean Richards, WGN News.